So this morning, as I said, we started to think about the topic in the difference course, and I thought that the band might play a little song for us to start helping us get the sense of what we're trying to do. So are you ready for a quick demo of the song that fits what we're trying to do? You ready? Okay, go for it.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Whoa. Thanks, guys. I tell you what, why don't you sit down? You sit down. Were you all playing the same thing?
Same song.
Yeah, lovely. Great, please do sit down. So they were all allegedly playing the same song. Just slightly different keys, slightly different speeds. Didn't feel that great, did it? Let's be honest. We couldn't manage more than a few seconds. When we were practicing, David said, "How long have we got to do this for?" It's like, no, not long. It's kind of hard to hear people making such a bad piece of music. Probably for them, if they'd been all wearing headphones, it would have been fine, but for the rest of us, it was painful. And from the outside, it makes you wonder if the song that they were actually playing was a nice song at all. But actually, it was the one that we'd just sung, and so we do know that it is a good song. Well, I think it is anyway. And we just enjoyed singing it together. But it sounds hideous when everyone does their own thing. And that's what it's like for people outside the church when we talk about Jesus bringing peace and reconciliation and healing and wholeness, but we live in the church with broken relationships and mess. It's just that same kind of discordant, when we give each other the cold shoulder or whitewash over conflicts, but we never really sort things out. And for those outside the church, it's really painful to observe, and it can make people doubt that actually Christianity is a good song at all, that actually there's anything in it. It makes people doubt that Jesus really is good news, because some people just look at the church on the outside and go, "Oh my word, if that's what following God does, I'm really not interested." And that should really bother us. So the first thing I want to say this morning is we need to be bothered about this brokenness. I wonder if we think about our own lives, who we ignore, maybe either individuals or whole groups of people, because it's just easiest. To be honest, sometimes avoiding people can seem much easier. But does that really reflect the life and heartbeat and beauty of God? Does that resonate with what we know of Jesus? So I don't think we should be satisfied with broken relational stuff. It doesn't glorify God. It prevents people hearing about Jesus. Now, I know firsthand that you can't mend everything this side of heaven, so I do know that it's not always possible, but I do also think that we give up far too easily, and sometimes we're satisfied with stuff. A bit like that song. You really couldn't have listened to that for long, could you? If I'd made them keep going, I reckon you'd all have left before they got to the end. So we do need to be a bit more bothered than perhaps we are. But how do we do that? How do we do this reconciling thing, this peacemaking? That's what this course, the difference course, is all about. That's why we're doing it. But how? Last week we looked at Zacchaeus and the idea of being curious, not nosy, but curious, and how that's a really powerful tool in this whole area of peacemaking. This week we're going to look at the habit of being present, giving somebody our full and undivided attention. And to open up this, we're going to look at the story of Jesus meeting a woman at a well, as told in John 4. And you're going to hear that on our first video. Thanks, Mike.